What's up, people? Welcome to Garage Media Junkie, episode number 29. Fuck, we almost did it to 30. I'm excited. This started like a freaking joke with my buddy Chris, and we never thought we'd be doing it after almost a year. So, you know, now we're super close. Like, we smell our farts and all that shit, so we're comfortable with each other. Sadly, today Chris is not going to be here. He's dealing with some stuff, you know, shit happened in life.
He's jacking off.
Yeah, probably he would like to be doing that, but I don't think he's been doing that. Hopefully, he can release some of that stress, you know. And today we have a really awesome guest. I dig his music a lot. It's not like I'm not going to be like hypocrite and say like I'm the biggest fan, but definitely, you know, I'm familiar with your content, and I think it's, you're one of those person that's worth it to put out there and people, you know, start noticing you, which probably you already have a fan base, but, you know, never hurts to expand to other public and stuff, you know, other ambience and scenes. So can you introduce yourself, man?
Chicka chicka, all ficky.
My name is Brian. Ha ha. My artist name, I go by Cadillac Freeze. Freezer Leezer, if you nasty. The Prime Ambassador, Wham Bay. DJ Dickie Butt Savage. I got a million names, but yeah, you look me up, Cadillac Freeze, though.
There you go. And you'll be wondering, and I'm wondering for a while, now they have it in front of me. And that's going to be the first question, how you came with the Cadillac Freeze name. Just because, you know, and I think you mentioned a lot in your music and stuff, the Cadillac name and the meaning and stuff, but still I don't get the freeze part.
Because I'm a fucking pimp.
That's what I thought.
Nah. I got the name. Cadillac is like my favorite car.
Yeah.
But I got the name. My first rap name was Frosty Freeze.
Ooh.
It's just cold. I like cold things. I consider myself a cool guy.
Watch out, girls. He's cold.
Very cold. Fucking freeze your heart, girl. No, but yeah. And then I watch a lot of like blaxploitation movies.
Yeah.
Like The Mac and Superfly. And they all have these cool names. Willie Dolomite, fucking...
Yeah.
Goldie and all this stuff. So I just gave myself a cool name.
Why not?
Nothing special really behind it.
Well, maybe in the future we should make a genre blaxploitation inspired movie, and you can be the protagonist.
That's what I'm trying to do. That would be sick.
I just throw it out there.
Yeah
I don't know.
Yeah, we need one.
Okay, people, don't try to steal it. You're going to get sued.
Yes.
Big time.
Jackass.
So there you go. That's our guest. And you know, this is the episode where you listen to people that's kind of working in the industry per se, which today I don't know, it's changing so much that I don't know what is the industry.
Sucks right now. It's messed up because everything's so accessible. I mean, it's tight that everybody can have an outlet and
exactly
do art and put stuff out, but man, some of you fuckers just need to find up non-jugging. You do what you want to do in your life, but make sure that's something that you love to do.
There you go.
Because a lot of people don't love it. A lot of people just want to be
cool.
It's
the cool thing, yeah.
And then they'll be on to the next cool thing.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time.
Like spinners and shit like that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back to all the way back to your childhood.
Okay.
We always make this question because
you're still
I think,
a child.
You know, not mentally, just feel, you know, that particular time. I think, I don't know if you agree with me, but at that age between the, I don't know, 8 to... what, you're like 15, 16,
mm-hmm.
You forge pretty much your character.
Yes,
I feel it.
Definitely.
And because we talk about media, that is the whole point of this show. How impacted your media when you were a kid, and how was the environment at your house? You were like, your parents were permissive with what you watch, or it was a lot of censorship or something.
Man,
like that?
I used to sneak and watch Beavis and Butthead and like Ren and Stimpy. My mom, she just thought it was stupid.
Yeah.
But I thought it was cool, so I would just sneak and watch that stuff.
Yeah.
I used to sneak and watch a lot of stuff. I was a bad kid. To watch titties and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, listen, you know, we're not going to pretend that we're good kids. Not at all.
I was a bad kid.
There you go. You know, they're, you know, not that bad kid that probably your people are thinking, but you know, everybody, when it's a while, you were sneaking, like you say, watch shit.
listen to dirty rap CDs when I wasn't supposed to. My parents actually messed up my first, like, one of my first dirty rap CDs my parents bought for me on accident. They bought, it was a Rush Hour soundtrack.
Yeah.
And they got it from Walmart, so they thought it was, like, all clean.
Yeah.
But by some magical grace of God, it had all the cuss words on it.
There you go.
And that CD was, like, I learned about bitches and cunts and all type of far shit. I learned how to cuss.
Right.
Yeah, it was tight.
It was the same thing with language that you have, you know, like, it was quite tight. Yeah. Yeah, because for me, it was funny, like, the curse part and certain things. My parents were really tight about that. Like, no, fucker, you're not gonna. They could tell it to me, but I wasn't able to talk about it. But then suddenly my dad will bring movies, and then suddenly I'm watching RoboCop with these violent scenes, and my dad was totally fine. So, you know, it's always, I think a lot of people, we experience that part of the contradiction of you can't do that, but then they allowed you other stuff.
Because I was allowed to watch movies too. Like, I watch all the movies with all the crazy violent stuff.
It's fine. It's fine, kid. You're going to find. And then, you know, you become a serial killer, but still fine.
Yeah.
No, I was joking about that. What was the most, like, movies or shows that you remember a lot that Mark?
I was a Nickelodeon kid. Yeah. I mean, Nickelodeon wasn't dirty or anything, but I mainly watched, like, to this day, I watch cartoons. Yeah. I still watch Disney. I'm about to be 29, like, in a couple weeks. I watch Disney. Like,
there you go.
But and, Nickelodeon, I loved MTV.
Yeah,
that was like my favorite channel. I used to, like, try to rush home, catch the TRL, Carson Daly.
Yeah,
that was it for me. Like, I was always was into music. Like, I started rapping. Like, I wrote my first rap. I was about 8 or 9 years old, and like started making beats. I was about like 14, 15, like on the series. So, but yeah, I always wanted to entertain. I always wanted to make music.
There you go.
Yeah.
And talking about Nickelodeon, just, you know, moving a little bit side of the topic, those some cartoons were like they never like explicit give you the message.
Oh, but, they were, you know, subliminal.
Especially when once you grow up, I'm like, what the fuck I was watching when I was that kid.
Bro, Ren and Stimpy. I didn't know, like, the Toast Man was like gay as hell and his fucking he had like nips and it was weird.
Yeah,
when I watched it as an adult, I was like, why did I like this as a kid? They hypnotize you.
I still like it though, but I still think that it was weird that I watched that shit when I was a kid.
Hey, I think that's our generation.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you look at the cartoons they put out for kids now, it's way softer.
Yeah,
it's more positive. We had really out there, like, just different stuff.
Seems like the companies didn't know what to do with all this, you know, time, airtime.
Yeah.
And, like, you bring and do some cartoon. That guy
I think
just,
it's dope, though.
I
wish it went back to that, honestly, because it kind of helped with my imagination for sure. I think a lot of people like in our age group have like a different view of the world because of those things.
Yeah, especially today. And again, we don't try to offend people in this podcast, but I'm not gonna, you know, say sorry just because for what I think.
Sorry.
But but people, you know, it's just this time I think it's hideous for me. Everybody tried to apologize for everything, and everybody wants you to apologize for everything.
Yes.
It's like, dude, chill out a little bit.
I'm going to say this on your podcast for the first time ever. If I ever do some dumb shit, I'm not going to publicly apologize, because, like, we all do stuff that's, like, whatever. Like, it's just, it's stupid.
And then
I don't know.
They people take things out of context, and they don't even care about in what context happened, actually. You know, it's like, it's ridiculous, but anyway, we're not gonna waste our energy in that shit.
No, sir.
People already have so much attention. What about music? What was your favorite music?
I love everything.
Yeah.
My first love, Michael Jackson.
Who? I mean, it probably is a small group and
they
don't
used
like
to play it all. My parents used to play like Jackson 5, all that. Commodores, fucking. You name it, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I'm a
big fan of 70s music.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of like where my influence comes from. And then, like, rap for sure. Like, all the rap from Will Smith all the way to, you know, Snoop Dogg. The Master P was, like, my favorite rapper. When I was, like, 10, Master P was my favorite rapper.
Yeah, so you're really, like, influenced by, you could say, the classics, I guess. Like, you hear all the...
Definitely.
You know, from all the genre. You know, I can, for people listen, make you a favor and go either SoundCloud or YouTube or, yeah, SoundCloud, you have a lot of your music.
Spotify.
Right? Cadillac Freeze. And make you a favor because one of the reasons I invite you here, it's just so different, the sound that you have, man. I try to, you know, I'm old. I have a kid. I have a wife. So, you know, that your time reduced immensely. So if you're, you know, alone and you don't have those responsibilities, take, you know, take advantage of that. Because really, it's really cool. I have my kid and everything. But the reality, the brutal reality is your time is just, boop, it's just, it's really hard to keep with the new music and all the new shit. But I keep track of it. But everything sounds so, like, fake and the same beat. Even in rap, man. When rap, you know, in the 80s, 90s, even the 70s, it was, everybody will try to bring, like, their own spice to the sound, you know?
That's what it was supposed to be. That's hip-hop. It's an expression of yourself. That's what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, but now, like, today, there are just a few that can probably come to my mind that the sound different or trying to bring something different to
we
the table.
Talk about that. That's my brother over here, Chavi Davis Jr.
You want to join? I'm no extra mind.
My brother's in the back making it beat. No matter what I'm doing, my brother's in the back making it beat for those listening. Because he's fucking tight.
So we know who's the guy with the talent.
Yes, my brother. He's got all the good genes. All the girls love him. Got the $1 million smile.
There you go. But yeah, man.
Music has a feeling, and you can't fake that feeling. It either is going to sound commercial and whack and fake. It's just going to feel weird to you, or it's going to automatically move you. Because I listen to music from other countries, and I don't even know what they're saying half the time.
Oh, yeah. But
the feeling, the music, and you could tell, like, damn, they're putting their heart in this. This feels different.
Yeah, totally.
So I just try to, like, not think so much when I make music and just have fun. And I don't make music unless I'm, like, connected to it. If I'm not feeling music, then I'll chill and watch cartoons.
True.
Yeah.
And then I feel like that when I'm doing a project, like video project. And I think, you know, in general media, especially with those people, and some people don't like that word, but the artist or person that, you know, are into art, kind of like you push it, but then at the same time, you kind of chill because if you overdo it, then it's not organic.
Everybody will know.
Yeah.
Well, not everybody, because people are being fooled left and right now, but somebody will know.
Yeah, totally. So coming back to, you know, like your earliest days and this reality, whatever you take as shitty or good, I will let people decide that, you know, because these days are, it's kind of wacky sometimes. It's getting wacky sometimes, but so you told me that at 14 you start doing your first serious beat.
Right there, that little 4-track recorder.
Ooh.
I got that when I was like 14.
Yeah.
And it little 4-track tape recorder, and I just started making beats on there and recording. I used to record, me and my friend, we had a rap group, and we would record the songs. I would always have to be like, I would always try to rap first because I would be the guy to laugh or mess up the song. And if I was last on the song, we would have to restart the whole song, record it over again.
I remember those days. But what really pushed you? I know you obviously, you're a music guy. You love it early, you know, when you were young. But, you know, to take that step, especially that young, which a lot of people start like that, you either start young or you start later, but it's not the same thing. What pushed you to, like, fuck it, I'm gonna try to do this?
I just always loved it. I always loved the way it made me feel. I have a lot of fun doing it. That's pretty much it.
That's the key. Especially, like, I don't know for you, but sometimes you're in projects that you're like, damn, I'm tired as fuck, I just want to sit down. But that's something, you know, keep pushing you.
Yeah,
you know, and you don't feel it as much.
Yeah, because when you're in the zone, when you're tapped into it, it just kind of carries you the rest of the way.
You know, if you have some alcohol and some other things mixed in there, well, definitely helps a lot.
Yeah, definitely. Smoking pot. So that shit will have you sitting at the computer screen for hours just staring.
Yeah.
That shit will slow you down too, though.
Yeah, you need to have a balance for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to do it for fun, go ahead and, you know, do it. But if you want that, I don't know what to call it, zen, you know, state of creativity, but also relax. And, you know, just control it, guys. Control it.
Do it in moderation.
Legal, though, but, you know, still. It's like alcohol. Just calm down. So, 14 years old, you start doing your things. You start getting kind of invested, because that's what they call it. Once you start, you find a passion. I think the first stage is you invest.
I was that guy. At school, I was freestyle rapping in circles for people. Like, and it's funny now, because I see fools that I went to school with that were like, oh, what's a producer? What's a beat maker? These would make fun of me for that. And now these guys want to make music because it's cool.
Totally. But what difference you notice from your generation to what's going on today?
Man, it's getting shitty. No, even this, like, the sound quality. People don't take as much time or pride in, like, the mix of a record. Like, a lot of the music is really, like, flat sounding. When you listen to records from, I think for hip hop, sound quality wise was tight. Like early 2000s, and because it was like it had evolved.
Totally,
it was like old school meets new school, and it was just a crazy, like, still real experimental time for hip hop. And now I think we're in, like, that rock phase. Like, you know how, like, in the 80s, everybody wanted to be a rock star.
We're
in the 80s now for rap music.
Yeah, I think that's what I noticed over the years. One of the reasons that rap attracted me was the part. It was, like, underground. It was, you know, the hood.
Yeah.
And now it's, like, suddenly they become, like, the rap pop. What happened to rocks from the 70s to now, you know?
Right.
It's just, it become, what will be the word, like, domesticated, sort of.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, like, it's...
The underground is still realer than ever, though. There's some really dope music out right now that's coming out, like, 2017 and last year. Like, 2015, there was some crazy underground records. And just people's taste is, like, somewhere else, right? It's, like, going over people's heads.
Yeah, totally. I mean, and even if you think about the industry, you know, they push the artists, obviously, and... put it over and over radio, like, the old times, but the rap was like the fighters against, you know, that. Just now they jump to the other side.
It was always like that, though, because I find we go to, like, record stores or listen to a lot of old music. It's like underground records from the 60s and 70s that wasn't on the radio, but it was tighter than the Beatles. It was tighter than everything out. It just didn't get popularized.
So tell me a little bit more, you know, once you start growing up and you're noticing, like, all right, I'm going to do this for real. What was, like, the zine? Not more like, because we were talking about you in the school and how slowly you start growing up, but how you start getting deeper on the scenes, like, let's say, rapping on the street, but rapping in certain groups and stuff.
Man, I performed, I did a school pep rally in high school. And it was the worst show ever. We had, like, tried out. Me and my friend Justin, we tried out. And we're like, hell yeah, we're going to fucking kill this pep rally. All the fucking bitches are going to love us, suck our penises. We're going to be fucking all-stars. And then we came, did the pep rally. And we didn't know anything about sound or how sound travels. It was our first show. And I remember the, like... it being so echoey, people couldn't hear what we were saying. It was embarrassing. But through that, like, embarrassment, it kind of like fueled us to want to become better. Like, oh no, these girls are gonna suck our penises. I promise.
I'm not gonna graduate without nobody sucking my penis.
If it doesn't happen by senior year, I'm gonna catch y'all bitches in college. And if it doesn't happen by then, I'm gonna catch your daughters in college when I'm on tour.
Watch out, people, because this guy is a tiger, motherfucking tiger out there. So you tell, you know, that was your first experiment. And, you know, for especially the young people out there, once you start growing up, I don't know you, but I started to still be open mind, but you fight that curiosity to expand because you're comfortable with what you know.
Definitely.
So how you approach those mistakes that you do over time?
Yeah, when life kicks you in the dick and takes your shit, you just gotta fucking put an ice pack on that shit and keep going. That's it. You just gotta. You can't stop. Like, or you're just what are you going to do? You're going to go to something else. Then something else is not going to work out. Right. You're just going to always be jumping from, you know. Trolling. And it just be a disappointing life for you.
Yeah, and
you
just
got to fucking, you just got to go.
Just like everybody else that is successful, they probably have their fucking big punches in their faces.
All the time.
Yeah. But I guess it hurts more because we care a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's personal. Tell me a little bit about your style. How would you describe your like music?
Music style now or then? Because I've changed a lot, too.
Yeah, probably. You go into that evolution. No, but today. Because today? You have a really... At least for me, I'm not saying that I'm the music expert by any means. So people out there, don't take my word as a, like, I'm fucking evangelic guy and, you know, going to spread the word there. But, yeah, how you will describe it to people?
Pizza party music.
There you go.
Bubble bath music. I always tell people that. I'm like, what is, like, it's something to chill to.
Yeah.
To put it on, something to ride to. I like CDs, personally, albums that you could, like, cruise to. That's like, that was a big part of my life, like writing and listening to music.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of songs about that.
And, you know, I listen to your music and sometimes bounce from one topic or one thing to another. But somehow at the end when you finish the album, and people, I finish fucking albums. I don't go just, oh, I like that one. And that's the only one I'm going to listen the whole fucking day. But somehow, even when it bounces everywhere, at the end, it's like, everything has sense. Yeah. In a weird way, but, you know, it has sense.
How it's like your day.
Yeah.
I mean, you wake up. You might wake up feeling shitty. You walk outside, and then some change of events makes it better, and then you go through this
Nobody
or that.
Nobody sucks
or,
your dick, and like, oh, man.
You know?
Damn it.
Sometimes you get sloppy top, and it all just turns around.
Yeah. So that's your intention with your album sometimes?
Well, I do my music like that.
Yeah.
Based upon how I feel each day.
Cool.
And, you know, it's all these different emotions. Sometimes I'm mad. Sometimes I'm sad. Sometimes I'm happy. Sometimes I just want to dance. Sometimes I just want to get high.
Yeah, I can tell. Like, I enjoy, I don't know, I don't want to be disrespectful, but I guess you're silly ones.
Very.
Because
all the time.
I guess those represent you the most. Because if I need to think, the only times when it's not like I hang out with this guy all the time, but the few times, you know, we were in the same place, I can hear that song. It's like, that's like a fucking X-ray of that guy. Just he's always happy. It's rarely I ever see you mad. Probably you have your.
I get pissed off.
Yeah.
I get mad as shit. I be breaking shit. Cussing people out. Fuck out my face.
But I think that's those are the ones that represent you the most.
Yeah,
I
like to have fun. I like to, more than anything, I mean, I don't want to say nobody likes to be sad. Some people like to be sad, but I personally like to joke around. I have more fun when I'm horsing around.
Definitely.
Acting an ass.
And, I mean, this guy is one of those guys probably, you go into a room and you, like, kind of everybody start being happy. I guess that's what you portray, you know, yourself to other people.
Man, I try to.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely like to let people know, like, man, loosen up. What the fuck? Like, I don't like seeing that shit, like, on anywhere. Like, even in the elevator just now, like, when people are kind of, like, tense.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, we could talk, like, hey, man, we're human.
Right.
Here for each other. Have fun.
Sorry, man. I have some sweat in my crack, so that definitely make it uncomfortable. Are you ever try to, like, how? Sorry, let me. So much shit in my head. You have a particular style in your music, but the other part that, you know, make you outstand other artists, from my view, is your visual approach. Like, you're not just stuck in your music. You have also, like, a taste for art in general. Like, your music videos, like, even something silly as a picture that you post sometimes, you know, online. You know, I'm in the best way I can describe it, I guess. My wife always tell me the time that she saw you for the first time. She always get, like, all, not excited, but, like, shocked. Like, well, the first expression, you know, I was going, it was that video, the ice cream cone video.
Yeah, I remember you was on that set. That was fun.
she always tell that, like, well, I come and, you know, my husband is working this music video, came in, and suddenly I see, like, an ice cream cone truck, a real one, and there's this guy in the roof with a jumpsuit, like a neon jumpsuit, but, you know, it's... You don't see it constantly, but it's so unique and so particular. Where that inspiration come from?
I have no idea. Like, honestly, yeah. Me and my bro, we went to the thrift store because I was looking for something to wear for the video. And I could see the suit, like, from the corner of my eye. I was like, what? I just walked because I like thrift shopping. So yeah. I was like, this is purple. That's my favorite color. There what is this? I just held it up to me. It was my size. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to wear this in the video. Like totally. That.
Yeah, but again, I think that's natural. Yeah. That it's hard to describe. You know, you have
the kids showed up. We didn't plan any of that. Like, right. Y'all, you were there. All those kids were just there. And they just wanted ice cream, but we didn't have anything for them.
Right. but those are the things that separate you. One, your sound, your music, and then that part. What's the process for start a song, you know, your process?
It could be a number of things. Yeah. Sometimes I might just have an idea that I put, like, in my phone, like, when I'm out.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, hum it in my phone. Or most of the time, though, it'll be either I'm making the beat, and as I'm making the beat, just an idea will catch. That's how all my songs that I produce start. And then I just finish the beat real quick, and then I just start laying the lyrics. Or if I get the beat from somebody else, it just whatever captures me. The way it literally writes itself. If I feel it, then I just go with it. If not, then I just go to the next one.
And what about collaboration? Is harder or it's easier?
I love collaborating. It's sometimes easier, sometimes harder. It depends on the person. Some people make music really complicated. Like, all right, we're gonna do this, and we're gonna let's just go in there, and if it feels right, then for sure.
You will say that you're more like towards what you're feeling at the moment.
Always.
Yeah.
If I don't feel it, like, I'm gonna have to sit there and think about it, and if I think about it, it's not gonna sound tight.
And it's become boring and boring.
Yeah, it's not fun.
So I see, like, you have a lot of, decent amount of equipment.
Yeah, man, I sold a lot of my gear.
Yeah. But what do you think will be your situation compared to people that, I don't know, start in the 70s, 80s?
Mm.
It's obviously the technology make things easier, definitely.
MacBooks.
I wouldn't be doing either this or, like, trying to, get into film and shit like that.
Yeah.
In other times, because it was expensive and it was really limited. But how you think you will be able to still doing what you want even with the lack of technology? You start with a decent old school equipment, though.
Definitely. And I still make beats on a kind of limited for what the sounds that I'm trying to create.
Yeah,
I have to, like, literally manipulate the sounds to sound like older things.
And that's the funny thing. I've seen a trend of people try to make things sound old school. When
it's fun. It's tricky.
I mean, I don't know if it's the melancholy of, like, you know, that specific time, or just we're stubborn, you know. Like, you know, we have all these cool stuff, but we still want to make it sound or look like
something about that feel.
Yeah.
But I guess where I'm at now, I'm trying to still, you know, use the sounds that I like, but take it to the future. Like, what does 2020 sound like? Or what does 2017 sound like right now?
Well, or maybe you're going to be the one, lead.
Creating that soundtrack, exactly. For the time now.
It's one song on your last album, Good Vibes, right? Mm-hmm. That was your... I think it was not even a song. It was like the dance interlude or something.
Yeah.
For some reason, that's one of my favorites. But so unique, and you can tell they have some old elements.
Mario's here when we did that. He was standing up here with us, kicking it. We did that song as a skit.
Yeah.
And it turned into a song.
cool.
Yeah, we're trying to be funny, and it actually turned out to be cool. So.
But I mean, that song, even my kid is in the car. I put that song, he started like rocking and like, getting the vibe. But yeah, I mean, that's a good example of mixing old sound with, you know, what's coming.
Yeah,
definitely. So we are exactly at the half of the podcast, but
chicken.
Yep. We know more about yourself, you know, as a person. But now let's move on to, like you say, the future.
Future.
Yeah, the unknown. It's kind of like, no, never mind. You don't want to know what I was thinking.
It's getting sticky.
Yeah.
Boss Hugo.
Yeah, sometimes I just let go and
don't get too sticky. Yeah, exactly. I put my head actually right where Hugo's sitting.
Yeah, exactly.
I sleep right there.
You're in range. You already talk about the scene, what's going on today, but what's your view of the future, specifically for music?
I think it's gonna be dope.
Yeah.
Because the industry is kind of at a standstill. They don't know what to do, and they're kind of seeing that buying into a trend doesn't last or work.
Yeah,
because everybody's looking for what's profitable. Yeah. But I think the thing that's most profitable is something that's really done with the heart of gold. You know, some real.
Yeah.
And I think music, the future of music, as like people's taste change, I think it's going to be like a hybrid.
Yeah.
It's going to be a mixture of hip hop with a taste of rock, with a taste of electro, because that's where we are. Like most of me and myself personally and most of my friends, we don't just listen to one genre. We listen to, you know, all type of things. We don't just identify with hip-hop. We identify with skate culture. We identify with all these different things. I think that's where, even with film, I see like just a collective of things coming together to make something new.
For sure, especially this country, because we're going to I guess sensitive waters a little bit.
Yeah.
But what's going on with, you know, our buddy on Twitter, you know, throwing shit all the time.
Fuck Donald Trump.
There you go. But, you know.
Hey, Donald Trump's a boss, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, he's smart, though.
He pimped his way into the White House. I'm not mad at that. He's a dumbass, but, he pimped his way up there. I'm not in the White House.
Right.
He was a billionaire, lost hella money, and gained it all back.
Yep.
So,
but you know, there's still, I don't know what your posture, but still, like, it's there, what kind of bugs me a little bit is still there. It's not him or his presence at all. It's just people out there still, you know, thinking that way. But you know, us as an artist, and if you don't like the word, then fuck you. I'm gonna keep using it. You know, we kind of need that exchange with other part of the world to grow up as an artist.
Yeah, man.
No matter what.
As a world, outside of music.
Yeah, yeah.
For the world, we need
even,
to.
Yeah, day to day.
Yeah.
You know, hanging out with other people. But I think that you really pointed out really what's going on in this country. It's just so much people,
separation.
Especially LA, man. So
crazy.
Much boiling of culture and coming up new thing, and so many, even in food.
Yeah.
It's so crazy, you know?
Her niggas is making tacos now. I watched this documentary on South Central Street Tacos. That's like the thing right now.
But that's the cool thing. I mean, probably if my dad was watching that, like, what the fuck are doing those, you know, Negroes doing like that shit? And it's like, but for me, it's like so freaking cool. They
Free
absorb
yeah.
a part of my culture, and then they come up with something new, and it's cool. I think as a young generation, that's what we want.
Man,
for
it's
sure.
no different than Taco Bell making Mexican pizzas. I mean, it's the same thing.
Especially at night when you don't find any fucking food.
No.
It works. It works for me.
We need more of that. People coming together.
Yeah.
Break those. Because we're just people.
We're all
different, but man, we're really all the same.
Yeah.
We're all equally ain't shit. We're all equally beautiful. We're all equally crazy.
Man,
all of that.
You know,
no matter what country you're from.
It's fine. I have a pimple in my butt. You probably have a pimple in somebody else. On some other part of your body. It's fine. You know, it doesn't make you less beautiful.
Right.
You know, it's all cool. What do you think about specifically the, you know, we're gonna keep it that way, and I'm being careful about it. But the last couple of years, you know, they're being, I hate the word controversy, but about actors and musicians and the African American community. What do you think it needs to happen to finally give them the value that they need? Because, I mean, so many scenes, sports and everything. I mean, African American community, it's a, you know, put so much to culture all around the world.
Yeah.
I mean,
for sure.
But why you think, why you still, is that like friction of like, we don't know, like, we don't give awards or the recognition that they need to have?
Niggas are scary. I think it's a combination of things.
Yeah. That's
because,
true.
Like, there's a lot of roles. Like, they normally, I see this shit a lot, especially on Netflix now. The only roles that they really give black people are you're either gay, you're a super nerd, or you're a super thug. There's never any, like, regular, just regular roles.
So I
think the people that are writing, not just to work in a, here's our token black guy. Like, really make, like, a tight story. And then I think the other part of it is actors stepping their game up and being better at being more versatile, because a lot of actors just fit into those roles. They kind of already play the game, like, all right, well, I can play this, this, or that. Like, we need more like a black Leonardo DiCaprio, somebody, because he's a dope actor.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with race. He's just a dope actor.
Yeah.
So I think it goes both ways. They got to step their game up writing the stories.
Right.
But then I think, you know, you just got to keep going hard on your art and you know. But I think there are a lot of dope actors coming up now.
Oh yeah, I mean, I can totally notice the change slowly.
Yeah,
and I love what happened. I mean, some people have their opinion, but I love what Chris Rock did at the Oscars. You know,
I didn't even know what did he do?
Oh, jokes and stuff about you know. Oh yeah, because you know we're not white and stuff like that. But you know, it's cool. Like, he put the issue in front of that space. It's important. So. Slowly it's changing. Probably just gonna come up more writers and directors and producers pushing that part.
There's always gonna be a little hate, man. We took over the NBA. We took over baseball. We took over golf, kind of. But then Tiger Woods is out now. Yeah. Took over a lot of shit, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, let's face it. I mean, I'm not a big golf fan, so I don't know. But still, I mean, that guy is still, to somebody else to come up and break his records, it's gonna, you know, past a couple of years before that happened.
It's all type of, like, I'm starting to see, like, I don't know if I'm using the correct term, like, Asian or Oriental, like, actors coming up.
Yeah.
Getting showed, like, the whole cast.
And China, it's like, China has a lot of fucking money, man.
They're taking over. They're going to take over Hollywood. Yeah. They're already building. They have studios now. They're building hella movie theaters.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's going to be part of the future of this whole change.
Yeah, I mean, the last couple movies that I watch that I really, really love, it's been Asian productions.
Yeah, they're putting it down.
Yeah, like drama and comedies and all that shit.
And it's not just kung fu or what, like, the regular racist shit that you think it's going to be. They're
still is fine. Doctors, I mean, I love
regular
fucking good, you know, fighting. Those guys.
Yeah.
If you're listening, make you a favor and go out there, and probably there on Netflix, watch the Raid movies.
Wait, one what? And two,
the Raid.
All right, you R-A-I-D. I watch that now.
That fucking thing is so cool. But anyways, coming back to our buddy Cadillac Freeze.
Chicka chicka, oh chicka.
What's the future for Cadillac Freeze? Where are you going?
I'm going to go to Ralph's and buy some Debs. Man, I'm working on an album right now. It's almost done. I counted like 60 something songs.
Whew.
And I'm just trying to, I'm still fishing for sounds.
Yeah.
I don't have all the songs I need right now, but I'm close.
Getting there,
I'm pretty much got a new album. I'm looking at putting something out. I'm doing a video in like a week. Next week, like one of the first singles. The song's called The Creep.
Sweet. The Creep.
Yeah. I got a car and I got some strippers. It's gonna be crazy.
Why not? You know, it goes with the name.
You know?
Yeah. What do you think technology is making a favor to new people jumping on this art part? Or because I see it as a tool,
definitely
not something to define you as an artist.
Right,
you know?
Because it's about your mind. It's about the person using the tool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could drop an iPad in any kid's lap. One kid's going to know how to draw some crazy stuff on it. One kid's just going to look at porn on there. It's just like,
dang it.
It's all on the person. Yeah, so I think the tools are great. Technology is, I mean, we're in the future, man. We got cars that drive themselves. Like, it's crazy.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah. I'm excited for the next 5 to 10 years to see what happens. Yeah. I'm really optimistic. I think things are going to be cool.
Yeah. In general.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let me see. Still, we have a couple minutes.
We got time.
We have. Well, I don't know. I think after 8, they don't, you know, give you tickets out there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. How did you pay on the meter?
Yeah, I paid the meter. But, yeah.
Boy's about to get a ticket.
Yeah. No, I don't want to pay ticket.
Fuck LA ticket, people.
Well, not just LA. I mean, one time at my house, you know, the strip sweep, I forget about it. $190 for
the car. Like, are you serious? Dude. It's only 60 here.
Dang.
Well, they give them off like, they pass them out like candy on Halloween, bro.
Yeah.
Like, oh, here's
they
a
don't
ticket.
Even check if somebody's like, boom, ticket.
Yeah.
Give me your money,
we
bitch.
We see it all the time. It sucks.
You're from LA or from where?
No, I used to live in San Diego for a little bit. I lived in Temecula. I moved to LA from Temecula.
Gotcha.
The, like, Temecula area.
Yeah. How you feel the move? Because honestly, I never been this part, and it's not
so
that I'm not.
So many pretty girls. LA is beautiful.
Yeah.
I like it because there's like a lot of artistic people. There's a lot of fake artistic people that don't really like art, but there's a lot of real work being done here.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. And there's a feeling, and there's just the accessibility to things. I mean, hop on the bus and go anywhere, any side of town.
Yeah.
I like to be around life and movement and things. And where I'm from is real quiet.
Yeah.
Like, weird shit happens in Temecula.
I mean, I never been this part of LA. I was driving like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, it's cool. They make pornos like close to, we're close to Porn Valley.
All right.
So you see a lot of girls walking around here. They're working girls.
We're
probably
done. I'm going. I'm going to come back later, buddy.
Nah, man. They won't talk to you, bro.
Yeah.
Unless you flash some cash. Nah, I'm just joking.
Damn it. Just credit card.
We moved up here to be close to, like, the music
the
scene.
Movement. Yeah.
Not to, like, because a lot of people move up here and, oh, yeah, I'm from L.A. Like, no, I'm not from L.A. I just moved up here to make music and be around this shit.
And I think that's the funny thing that happened. People that move to L.A. are more genuine than the actual people living in L.A.
Man, yeah, it's weird. It's like a pride thing. Some people come here and get big-headed. Like, and I noticed, man, like, nobody's really from here. Like, everybody's moving here from all these other countries and different places.
Totally.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. The only reason, sort of, it's not a hate LA, just coming from San Diego.
Traffic.
That's the part that's like, damn it. But
I don't drive. We have a car. I don't drive
that much.
I ride the metro and the subway because it's fast and cheap.
You can get anywhere.
They make it real easy for you to get
around.
It's
almost like New York kind of thing.
I've never been to New York.
I've been just once, but it's kind of like that. You know, you're never going to be public transport.
It's the vibe, man.
Yep.
I always wanted to come to LA for a long time. So.
But you think it's still that was like my next thought. Because for me, a lot of people is like, hey, you're close to LA and blah, blah. You know, and like I thought about it, but my situation is different. You know, having a family make it harder.
Man, I would not raise a kid here.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Exactly. That's what I mean. It's a cool place to start, you know, in media and stuff. But yeah, I think I will wait a long time to maybe make the move.
Yeah.
I may not do it just because of that. It's just, I mean, if I start working here, I wouldn't bring my family. It's like I will need to be going back and forward, and I think I'm going to become an insane person going back and forward. But how that influence your music now that you're here? You know,
man,
because
a lot, because my music is all inspired off of what I see and what I'm doing.
Totally.
And it's just the things I'm seeing and doing are just a little different. So it's coming out in my music, not like a change, like it's still the same, like, vibe and everything. But just the stories I tell are just definitely the different adventures I've been on.
And if you want to see something of that, you know, stories and stuff, you're like a you got a series of videos on YouTube, the Funkadelic.
All the Funkadelic adventures.
Dude.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to do some more of those. I haven't been on like social media in like 2 months.
Yeah.
Took a break from like Instagram.
You need to.
I noticed how like dumb it kind of was. Yeah. It's tight like for advertising and to connect with people. But it's just, man, I don't like, sometimes you get caught up in that and I just scroll and look at butts all day. And cars.
Yep. And cars. No, yeah, I noticed that too. Like, I don't spend that much time. Maybe Instagram a little bit. But still, like, I realize, like, man, I'm not doing anything anyways.
Yeah. She used to get me cussed out. I was dating a girl. She used to get, yeah. What are you doing? You like this girl's butt pic? Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I'm careful, though. It's just I'm checking around. Yeah, my wife is not around.
You just got to screenshot it.
Save it for later.
Don't do that, guys. She'll hack your phone.
What about movies? Recently something that caught your attention a lot.
Been seeing some sick-ass movies. What's the movie Leonardo DiCaprio, Catch Me If You Can? Is that what it's called? Movie is sick. We watch a lot of 50s and 60s movies here, though. Because I like the way they're color graded and the way they're looking.
Yeah.
But there's some really tight new movies out, too. We're big on watching movies here.
Yeah.
Because of the stories told. We just watched one of my new favorites. It's called License to Drive.
It came out
88.
Mm-hmm.
It's really corny, like 80s movie, but it's dope.
They had the charm. I mean, a lot of people, there's some. Like I say, and probably your approach to that too, in general, to be open-minded and not seeing just negative, because that's the other part with people now, especially those people that they believe they're critics.
Everyone's a critic. Like,
dang it. I can't feel like I buy my thought. No, but, you know, they're content is created with intention. People don't get it.
Right.
So, like, he did it like that just because he wanted Luke and that vibe like that. It's not like he's dumb and don't know how to do a movie or
a zone
or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the other issue. How you take that issue of the everybody's a critic these days?
Everybody's a critic, literally. Like, but no matter what you're doing, you're going to walk out your house, somebody's going to be like, that guy's a dick. Or somebody's going to be like, dang, that guy looks cool.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. I mean, especially if you're somebody working with music and stuff.
Yeah, don't let them crush your heart.
Yeah, if you're not gonna deal with the critic, then don't put things out there.
Yeah, because you're always gonna have them. Yeah. Some people will come look at your page just to be a critic and just to be negative.
Totally,
it's all good. Like as long as you like what you're doing.
Yeah. I noticed that you curse and stuff in your music and. There's some stuff that are weird and shit like that. Like, I have a nice story about some of your songs with my wife because I was watching the Ice Cream Cones record. And I think after Ice Cream Cones, it comes tonight or something.
Tonight, yeah.
And that last part
Drew
with the
Billionaire. Oh, the girl squirts. And that was not my idea, yeah. Drew's idea. Drew's a genius, by the way.
Yeah. And my wife just turned around like, what the fuck is that?
That video is so confusing. Because we shot like a scene where I like saved the girl.
Yeah,
but
I remember.
Then when we edited it, I never saved the girl. She just gets raped and she liked it.
Yeah.
It's weird. But people always ask me, like, what's the story behind that? Well,
whatever
I'm a cowboy.
Yeah.
The girl got put in the trunk. I was trying to save the bitch.
Yeah.
She got raped by Carolina West and she liked it. And that's it.
Yeah. Don't try to make it.
It looks dope, though. That's like probably one of my favorite videos.
Yeah, it looks really great. It was a long day, I remember.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But it was worth it. I mean, the final video looks really great.
I had to run down that hill so many times. I think they were just doing that to fuck with me.
Well, I ran one time because it was needed like a piece of equipment. I was fuck. Yeah. Then I saw you going like 5-6 times. Like, that dude is having a good time right now.
Man, you guys worked hard on that, on everything. I mean, just the amount of teamwork and everything.
We tried to hustle a lot. One, because when we're in school and you're motivated, but I think in general, a lot of people don't realize the film and all that shit. It's not like the red carpet, and it's like a lot of fucking work. Probably
it's a labor of love.
Yeah, and some of the equipment is fucking heavy, man. Yeah, like that camera they have at the time, it was like 25 pounds or something. God damn it! But again, I guess you try to achieve that, you know, to give your 100 and bring the best. Yeah. And you can tell when you're done with something.
Your result was great.
Yep. We're almost reaching the last almost part of the podcast. Done. You can cry, people. And probably they're sad because I call him the sexiest voice on the podcast world.
We need to eat your tears.
My buddy Chris. But if he was here, I'm trying to think what he will ask you. Because on dirty, nasty things. No, he has a different perspective than me. That's the reason I like it to have him. Doesn't work. But I will say he will ask you, what's your responsibility? So kind of, well, not responsibility, but you think about younger people listening to your music.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like the people before me just kept it real. And they did them to the fullest, whether they were a role model or not.
Yeah.
And they did what they wanted to do. I think as long as I lead by that example, and not saying, hey, you should follow me, but saying you should do what's best for you.
Right.
But in me doing what's best for me.
Totally.
Yeah, and keeping it true.
Yeah, because then you compromise what you want to do if you start like thinking all these variations.
There's
like,
a lot of people that are quote unquote role models that are not doing what they want to do.
Well, they're role models, you know, whatever they show you on front.
Yeah.
But once you go, you know, digging in their lives, like they're just personal like everybody else. They have their issues with like everybody else, you know.
And I definitely want kids to know that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm just as normal as you or anybody else. Right. So don't be afraid to fucking be weird. Don't be afraid to fucking scream or do weird shit. Right. Like, do what you want to do.
Especially these days with, I feel like parents are not caught with technology yet. So like you say, it's like you give it a tablet to kids and it's like, you know, the land of nowhere. You can do whatever you want and you're in the
room. And I wish we had iPads when I was all A. Because I used to have to like really look for porn, bro. Me and my friend, I used to go to like construction sites and jack the construction workers' porn. Or I would have to like try to fucking get on like the satellite TV and fucking, I didn't know like that shit. Yeah. You had to buy those channels, that kind of shit. Right. Yeah, bro. So kids got it easy. We didn't have Pornhub, man.
Yeah, we really hustle for that shit.
I don't even watch porn anymore.
Right.
My best advice to people out there whacking and jacking it is it's way more fun to be a part of the action than to watch it. So.
True. I really agree on that. You know,
go make some babies.
Well, go make some babies if you're gonna pay for it. Dude.
And listen to Cadillac Freeze while doing so.
Ooh.
Yes.
I don't know if my wife will like that, but I will let you know what happened. <man.
laughs> I'm working on some smoother songs.
It will be like your porno album.
Yes.
There you go.
It's coming soon.
Sweet.
Literally.
Not just, you know, not just your ear going to get wet. Something else is going to get
wet. Oh, yeah. Whole living room.
Just to wrap it up. Any recommendation, music, artists that you think people should listen?
So many.
Go ahead, buddy. You have
Thundercat, Bad, Not Good, Abraham Blue, Tyler Creator's got a new album coming out. It's going to be crazy. There's a singer named Caliuchis. I love you, Caliuchis. If you're listening, I'm going to marry you. Caliuchis is dope.
Yeah.
You should listen to her older body of work. Dave East, he's like a sick East Coast rapper.
Tweet.
Mind Design, Kiefer. There's a lot of dope music out right now. Chavy Davis Jr., Cadillac Freeze.
There you go. That's the important one. Forget about the other ones. Gaelic Freeze.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Tame Impala, if you haven't heard of them. Hiatus Coyote's getting hella popular now, but they're for their old music, which is crazy. I was sleep on them too. They're crazy dope. But yeah, listen to Bad Bad Not Good if you haven't heard of those fools. Yeah. Crazy.
Sweet.
That's what I'm talking about, that fusion, hip hop and rock.
Nice. Sounds good.
Yeah, man.
What about TV shows or movies?
Shit. I like 30 Rock. I'm late on that. But, we just started watching Glow on Netflix.
Okay.
That shit's dope. If you like looking at girls that look like
80s, yeah.
They have like all big hair and they wear leggings. It's dope.
The big camel toe in the
legs. Yes. Very fat cats. We love it. Watch cartoons. Freaking Doraemon is on Disney.
Yeah.
It's like an old Japanese cartoon, but it's in English now.
You're into that?
I love anime? Doraemon. Yes.
Yeah.
It's my favorite show.
There you go.
Ever.
It's sweet. Yeah, because now it's kind of cool with the young people, but it was a time when if you were watching.
Oh, you were a nerd. If you like,
you were like
when we
weird
were kids,
guys,
yeah.
You
were
like, what the fuck
geek.
Are you watching,
yeah.
dude?
Because I used to like Gundam Wing and all that stuff.
Dragon Ball Z and all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. See, we have a lot of people had this thing in common, but back in the day where we're just, you know, spread now, everybody, you know, the culture, like now it's inside. Something else that you want to recommend to people before I let go?
Look both ways before you cross the street. Wait 30 minutes before you get in the pool after you eat. Don't talk to strangers.
There you go.
Don't sleep with the lights on. Don't waste water. Be kind to one another.
Sweet.
Love everybody. Have respect for ladies and gents. Say no drugs. Except for.
And if you do, give me a call.
Yeah, if you do, yes.
Yeah. Don't got be greedy, bastard. All right, people. That was my buddy. I guess now I can call you my buddy.
Definitely.
Cadillac Freeze.
You know these.
There you go.
Yeah.
You definitely need to check his music. Actually, there you go. Before I'm having like 10 minutes, like head out. Tell your social media stuff so they can check it out, all your stuff.
You look me up, Cadillac Freeze, everything spelled correctly.
Yeah.
On like SoundCloud, Bandcamp, Spotify, Instagram, on Twitter, on Freezer Leaser. If you're nasty.
Pornhub.com.
I don't really vent. I pretty much post a lot of the same content everywhere. Yeah. I'm not like a crazy Twitter guy.
Yeah, yeah.
If you like pictures, Instagram, Tumblr, I post the life. Crazy shit.
The life.
Do. Oh,
I have
subscribe
my latte macchiato on Starbucks right now. Doing some beats with my latte macchiato.
Hey, it's just like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I got it. My best friends are a robot in the bay, and we just go on adventures.
Yeah, yeah.
So look out for I got some new videos coming.
Ooh,
before the summer's over. So
perfect.
Check them out.
And before we go, I'm gonna give my little recommendations. Actually. Dude, one thing is once you start getting older, your memory just get fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
smuggle out a pot.
Yeah, right, pot. Actually, sometimes I feel like pot kind of helped to.
I'm remembering, yeah. There's a lot of stoner stereotypes that I'm like the opposite of.
Yeah.
I'm like really smart when I'm high.
All right. My recommendation is. Oh. I don't know if you hear about the guy that did District 9. You heard of that movie?
No.
The aliens in Africa and
I think I heard about it, but I never seen
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Let me try to think what other movie he did. Elysium.
Oh, and then, no way. Elysium was done.
So that director now, this is one of the things that are cool with the technology where we're talking how things are going. He just, you know, pretty much say fuck you to the big studios. And he... You know, pretty much did his own. It's called Oats Films, I think.
Sick.
So right now, if you go to YouTube, subscribe to that guy, Oat Films on YouTube. He already put 3 shorts for free. Like, not really short, like 2-3 minutes, like fucking 20-25. And they're fucking dope.
Well, what's his name?
Dang it. Try to think.
He did District 9, though?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna Google that for you.
That movie is like fucking dope. Like the whole premise and shit is like crazy.
Yeah, so.
And actually, because I hate telling people stuff and not having
do your research.
Exactly.
Make it easy.
Wikipedia. Yo, people are so lazy. We all got computers in our pockets. I have homies that call me and ask about shit. I'm like, bro, look it up. Come on, dude.
Yeah. Especially if it's like really clear. Yeah. Like, and I mean, I'm not that great with names, but still make the effort to like not let people without the info. Neil Blomkamp.
I thought you were going to say Blomkamp.
Yeah.
Blomkamp?
Yeah, that's the name of the guy. But it's so cool. You have in like these shorts. He's going to keep trying to.
Bro, that guy was crazy. Elysium was tight.
And the crazy thing is so like for free. Like you see these short films and they're like high visual effects and all that shit. Like you can tell that he put money. Yeah. And they're given to you for free. The only thing he wants is like, hey, if you want to, you know, send me like $5 or something, like whatever you have in your wallet to, you know, keep producing more stuff, you know, go ahead. If not, here it is on YouTube.
He's going to do it anyway because that's what he wants to do. That's exactly it, that labor of love.
Yeah, I feel like now you need to build your audience and that's something approachable, you know, like everybody can do it.
Definitely.
But, you know, there's some guy like he can easily take whatever movie the producers gave it to him and have like a big fat check. And be nice and comfortable, but he decided to like, you know, nah, I don't want that shit.
I respect that. You know? That's sick.
Yeah, because I mean, how much he can get for Elysium? $10 million, Jack, or some shit like that?
He doesn't care.
Yeah, exactly.
He wants to make the art.
Alright, so that's my recommendation for this week.
Let's go watch that.
Watch that, bitch. And watch watch Mr. Cadillac Freeze YouTube channel. He has some dope things. You're going to have fun, believe me.
Good
and
times.
If you get some weed, you're going to get even more fun. Send love to Cadillac Freeze. Subscribe to all the shit he does, believe
me.
You're not going to be disappointed. I put my word in there. And see you next week. Remember, hashtag Halos. Now, it's been a while since we just, because this hashtag we get it in the beginning, it was one of those dirty thoughts that I have and I just throw it out there. And I'm just going to tell Calic Freeze what it means, but it's hashtag Halos for have a lot of sex.
Oh, so, damn. I thought it was going to be some like save the children shit. No. That's tight.
But I don't know if you agree. I mean, sex make everything easier and funnier.
Oh, that's how we all got here. Simple as that. I mean,
you know, have a lot of sex, and if you're going to be in an orgy, just, you know, protect yourself. You don't want
to. Please. And don't get jealous of your wife because you were invited to the orgy too. All right.
There you go. All right, people.
And no butt stuff.
Unless you're into the kinky shit, but
yeah.
You know.
Be careful.
Let's leave your butthole immaculate. Yeah. It's not
shit comes out of there.
All right. Hashtag shitface. All right, people. See you next time. Adios.
Adios.
It's okay to feel your heartbeat. Wave your hands without a care. Make it shake your body. It's a party everywhere. Everyone can dance, just wiggle by side. Everyone can dance, just wiggle by side.
She wanna shake up, she wanna freak. Yeah, so you should try to move your feet. She wanna shake up, she wanna freak. Yeah, so you should try to move your feet.
When I first laid eyes upon you, right? I flew out this atmosphere. You can give your all to me. Promise that you won't be scared. Everyone can dance. Just wiggle vibes.